I'd like to talk to you tonight about intercession again, intercessory prayer. We have been talking about how you need to have a life given to the Lord to really do this thing of intercessory prayer. And the question tonight is, wilt thou be made whole? If you're not a prayer warrior, if you're not consistent in your prayer, would you like to be? Notice John 5:6-9. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath, the day of rest. We recognize that God did a number of healing activities. Acts 3:6-16, Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And his name through faith in his, and his name through faith in his name hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know, yea, the faith which is by him that hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. He's explaining how the miracle happened. In Acts 9:34, Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. We recognize that the lack of intercessory prayer in our lives is actually a great spiritual wickedness and sickness. Job was talking about the sin of restraining prayer. The situation of John 5 shows a man at the pool where healing was given, but he remained unhealed, weak and sick. So Jesus asks that searching question, do you want to be whole? Why are you here for such a long time at the pool of healing and not healed? The man understands the question. In John 5:7, the impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. While I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. So what is he saying? He says, well, yes, sir, I do want to be healed. I'm here every day just for that opportunity. The only problem I have is that when the waters are troubled and the angel is ready to heal someone, one who is not so bad off as I am goes ahead of me. Others, like me, go in before me because they have a friend that puts them in the water before I can crawl over there. The only reason I have not been healed is not my lack of desire, but my lack of friends. Kind of a sad story. Well, Jesus demonstrates the power of the Holy Spirit, and he tells him something that seems impossible. Jesus is always doing that. He says, rise and walk. This was the one thing that he could not do in his own power. That was why he was there, because he couldn't rise, he couldn't walk. Jesus says, do this. Now, at that moment, everything depended for this man on whether or not the man believed Jesus had the power to heal. It did not depend on his determination, on his willpower. See, it depended on his faith in the Lord. Would he attempt to rise and walk simply because Jesus told him to do it? We find Jesus is always telling us to do the very thing we have no power to do. The man with the withered arm, he says, stretch forth your arm. Do the thing that you can't do. I want you to do at my bidding what you know you can't do. Now, the spiritual life of health involves walking. I'm not talking about getting out and walking for your health. I'm talking about how the scripture talks about the spiritual life. I have a number of verses here just to point out how often this is used. Genesis 5:22, Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. Genesis 6:9, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. You see that whole picture of fellowship, walking together with one who has agreed? Genesis 17:1, when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Genesis 24:40, Abraham is talking to his servant. He said, the Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with thee and prosper thy way. Thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. As Isaiah 40:31, a verse we're familiar with, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Sometimes we feel like we've given up. We've stopped. We've fainted away. Psalm 89:15, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. This idea of knowing the joyful sound, I think of praise is what he's talking about, and then in the light of his face we walk. In the New Testament, Luke 1:6, they, Zacharias and Elizabeth, the parents of John the Baptist, were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. Their life characterized by a blameless walk in the commandments and ordinances of God. Romans 6:4, therefore we are buried with him, with Christ, by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Sight is one of the natural senses. Faith is one of the supernatural senses, or the supernatural sense. Galatians 5:16, thus I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Ephesians 5:2, walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Colossians 1:10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Colossians 2:6, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, in the same way that you accepted him as Savior, so walk ye in him. 1 Thessalonians 4:1, furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. John in 1 John gives us a couple of verses, 1:7, but if you walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 2:6, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. Walk like the Lord walked. So, what about you and your dedicated intercessory prayer life? Do you feel that such a life of godly spiritual walk is not possible for you? Consider the man that was at the pool. Here's the thing. If you cannot believe that you can walk in such prayerfulness before God, can you believe Jesus? Can you accept his healing? When an earthly doctor heals a patient, he gives him treatment and then discharges him. Jesus is different, just the opposite. When he heals by connecting forever. He enters into the patient and becomes a part of him. He does not make the patient independent of him by the healing, but more dependent. So, when we misunderstand spiritual truth, we think Jesus will perform one work of grace in us and then set us on our independent way. He doesn't set us out on our own. The reality is this: we are never to be on our own again, always resting in him. Everything is to be Christ. It is the life of Christ that becomes our health. Our relationship with God is not one where he does the greater part and we do the lesser part. It is a relationship where he raises the dead, gives them new life, And God does it all, but so do we. When he calls Lazarus forth from the tomb, Christ did it all. Lazarus couldn't do that on his own. But then Lazarus, fully active, comes struggling out. They're all wrapped up in his grave clothes. So we do everything we can. Rise and walk. He can't rise and walk. He's paralyzed, see. But he does everything he can to do what he knows he can't, and he can, because the power is from Christ. True dependence on God gives us true independence, and by that I mean the freedom in life. So Jesus asks, and let me say that he asks you, do you want to walk? Do you want to have a strong prayer life? Do you really want to walk? The successful answer does not depend on you and your power. See, don't tell me, no, I don't think I could follow through on that. It's not about you. It depends entirely on you willing to believe Jesus will do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Four thoughts. Number one, do you want to be whole? Would you like to be the prayer warrior that God has called you to be? You must admit that you cannot do it yourself, like the man paralyzed. You must admit even to yourself that you are really sick and weak. Number two, then, I have no man. That's okay. You don't really need somebody else. Let us come to the place where we depend on no one but Jesus. He wants us to look to him as our only helper. Three, obey the command of Jesus when he tells you to do the very thing you know you cannot do. Step out in faith that he who calls you will perform his miraculous work. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, what does he say? Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Who did he call? He called you, but he's going to do it. And then number four, remember that the man rose and walked. Remember that miracle. John 5:9, and immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. Now the Sabbath day was a day of rest, but here he is walking, carrying his bed. There's a four-poster bed. No, it was some sort of mat that he rolled up and tucked under his arm. But even though it was the Sabbath day, he walked independent of other men for the first time in a long, long time, because he had rested on this Sabbath entirely on Jesus Christ. So I call on you with utter faith in the power of Jesus to make you walk with God. Rise up and walk. Begin to do just that. Banish the thought of your failure, because you will always fail in and of yourself. Expect the success of Jesus. Believe him. Become that prayer warrior, that person praying for others in intercessory prayer. Comments or questions?